Hey, rich woman, and welcome to the Jolly Good Day Show with me, Emily King. We call ourselves rich women over here because we are all about living the rich woman life, inside and out. We take the taboo out of talking money and we say yes to our desires. And each week, I'll be bringing you a dose of money mindset and relatable life stories so you can go into the world and live your best freaking life. Let's do this, rich woman. Hello, welcome back. Thanks for joining me. It's Emily King here. If you're new around here, I'm a money mindset and business coach. Been coaching since 2015, hundreds of women across the world. And it's been a complete honor to help women transform their lives and transform their bank account. So let's talk today about a particular money mindset shift that maybe you need. Now, I painted something just last week and had the random idea to take a picture of it and share it on Instagram. And it kind of went a little bit wild. A lot of people commenting, a lot of people hurting, a lot of people sharing what the message was. And here's what it was. It's safe for people to pay me for my work. I had a few of you in particular send me DMs like, ooh, needed that one today, right? You know when it just hits you right where you need it? So let's talk about it. Before I started my coaching business, I used to actually crochet things and also teach crocheting out of my house. I loved crocheting at the time. It was something I did for fun, for pleasure. I enjoyed making things and like the excitement of getting to wear it and show it off and, you know, just feeling really good about the creation that you make. And beyond that, I felt like I wanted to teach more people how to do it for themselves. So I had the brilliant idea of teaching a crochet class out of my house. And I didn't want to, you know, spend the time to create a website or anything for it. It was just a fun little side thing. So I just started a personal event on Facebook at the time, because this is probably, geez, well over 10 years ago now. So I just created a personal event on Facebook, you know, crochet class, invited all my friends, like however many, I had like 1,000 on Facebook or something like that. And, you know, whoever said they wanted to come, it was like, okay, it's going to be, it was either 30 or 35 bucks. I can't remember the exact number, but I remember it was in the 30s. So let's say it was 35 bucks. I charged that to come to my house for 3 hours. I provided snacks and like drinks. I provided the materials and then obviously my time, and obviously I had to clean my house and, you know, all that kind of stuff and kick the husband out. So, I mean, it's quite a lot for me to give all that for 35 bucks. At the time, I was so uncomfortable. And I remember like long lost friends that I knew in junior high and elementary school, somehow I guess they had seen my invite on Facebook and they were coming and they were sending me money. And then, you know, like my cousin's wife decided she wanted to come, like all these like people I knew, but not like there, I wasn't like best friends with them. But anyhow, the discomfort I felt in these people saying yes and paying me for my work was beyond, like, I was so uncomfortable and I was so embarrassed to receive money from them. So that was my first big recollection of being uncomfortable receiving money for my work. So I want you to think about your life and what you're offering. And do you have any discomfort around letting people pay you for your work? And if there is some discomfort around it, let's change that right now. Let's just take a moment just to breathe for a second here now. Really anchor yourself into this moment so that you can receive this new belief of, so let's take a deep breath in. And just say it out loud or in your mind, it's safe for people to pay me for my work. It's safe for people to pay me for my work. Okay? That's step number one. Let's move this along, because what we want to do is, if there is some sort of disconnect there of like, it's not safe for people to pay me for my work, or I feel so bad or I feel so guilty, or like that's their hard-earned money. And what if they don't like my product? What if they don't like my service? Blah, 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 like all the stuff. let's rewire your brain now. So instead of associating it being unsafe for you to receive money, let's start to reprogram your brain so it knows that it's safe to receive money. So how are we going to do that? What I want you to do is I want you to recall a time in your life when you had a positive experience paying for something and receiving the goods or services on the other end. So it could be something as simple as an essential oil that you bought that you absolutely love, or it can be a big expense like a new house that you bought and you remember the moment of getting the keys and opening the door to that new house and just the pride that you felt. But pick any situation at all, any situation, a positive experience that you can recall where you really enjoyed the process of paying for it, of experiencing it, of receiving all the goodness that that thing or service provided you. Okay, it can be anything at all. Perfect. So what I want you to do is we're going to go back in time and play that through again. So I want you to remember the moment of actually maybe even handing over the cash, passing over your debit, tapping maybe on a machine, maybe putting in your information on the internet to purchase the thing, whatever it is. I want you to recall that moment. And if you don't remember the exact moment, just recall what it would feel like to actually pay for that thing again. Okay? And then I want you to go back and recall what the experience was like being in that moment of having the product. Maybe it was a beautiful purse that you bought. Maybe it was a piece of jewelry that you bought for a family member. Maybe it was an experience of a restaurant you were going out to. Maybe it was even a new book that you bought you couldn't wait to dive into. But just recall the feelings, the joyful, pleasant feelings that you had in purchasing that thing. And how abundant you feel in having that. Maybe it makes you feel abundant in terms of wealth, but maybe it makes you feel abundant in other ways of abundance. Maybe it makes you feel abundant with joy, happiness, pleasure, peace, presence, all the things, and how it aligns with your values. Good. Okay. So, can we anchor in now? Can you anchor in that it's a pleasurable experience to pay people for their work? Because think about it. Whatever that thing was or service was that you paid for, that money then went to someone or many people that it benefited. If it was a larger company that you passed your money over to, that benefits many people who work there. It supports their families, it supports their dreams, their vacation, all the things, right? So just anchor that in for a moment. That in you purchasing things, your releasing of abundance is their abundance and also your abundance. So their abundance is your abundance. Okay? That's starting to feel pretty good. Hey. Now let's bring it back to you. Now I want you to imagine a time in the past when somebody has purchased something from you. And maybe if you're new to sales, or maybe if you don't have a business, maybe you're like, I haven't sold anything or nobody's purchased anything from me. But think about a time maybe when the company that you work for, when somebody purchased from them or they got a new contract or they got a new sale with something. Think about the joy that that brings. So think about you receiving money directly or indirectly, and think about on the other end, the joy that they get, the elevation in their spirit, the expansion they get with the thing. Even if you sell pens, maybe it's the best damn pen they've ever had, they've ever used. Okay, so I want you to anchor in on the feelings of joy, of elation, of getting to share your gifts with the world. And I want you to say this out loud or in your mind. My abundance is their abundance, and their abundance is my abundance. So my abundance is their abundance, and their abundance is my abundance. Lastly, let's really anchor this in. with, I want you to imagine a world where every time you make more money, somebody you love also wins. Somebody you love also makes more money. Somebody you love also, their life is enriched in some way, shape, or form. Every time you win, someone you know wins. So if you get a promotion, someone else you know gets a promotion. If you have the best sales month ever in your business, somebody else you know also has their best sales month ever. Imagine what that would feel like if every time you felt abundant, those around you also had abundance. And maybe not even financially. Maybe even if you have the best sales month ever, somebody just had their best health month. Maybe they were really sick and they are feeling amazing and on top of the world this month. And let's extend it even further into a world where every time you feel abundant, every single person you know also receives abundance in some way, shape, or form. So just close your eyes for a moment and feel into that. Like I'm doing it now myself. Close your eyes. Every time you win, every time you have a success, every time you have something to celebrate, think about if every single person you knew, you called them up. Hey, I just got a new client. Hey, I just made a new sale. Hey, I just got a new promotion. Hey, I just won an award for something. And they go, oh my God, that's amazing. And you know what? I just did something awesome too. Oh my God, no way. That's incredible. Think about every time you win, they win. Okay, you can open your eyes now if you haven't done so already. That energy is available to you. I repeat, that energy is available to you. And I want you to start to know that this is a choice to anchor in, that your abundance is their abundance. Your abundance is their abundance. Okay? Got it? Because the more you can anchor in that, the more it allows you to feel, oh, it's safe for people to pay me for my work. It's a blessing when people pay me for my work. Ugh. And how you amplify that is what I want you to do is for the next week or even the next 24 hours. But if you can extend it to the next week, do so. Write down a note. Write that down for yourself. It's safe for people to pay me for my work. And set an alarm on your phone. I'm going to do this actually myself too. Set an alarm on your phone. It's going to be a time when you're awake and preferably not distracted. So it could be 8 a.m. It could be noon, whenever. But you're going to set an alarm on your phone. And when that alarm goes off, it's going to be a reminder to take a moment to pause. Take 30 seconds to pause. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. Exhale. And you're going to feel how good it feels. And you're going to say that affirmation. And if you had a sale that day, you're going to think about how great they feel. If you had a sale that week, you're going to think about how great that they feel. If you didn't have any sales that week, so be it. Just remember the most recent experience of you receiving money and how good and how much that benefited the person on the other end. Doing these simple mindset check-ins with yourself can be transformational to your business and especially to your bank account. I mean, at this point in my career, I've built $1 million+ business. And this is the thing that I had to get over is allowing people to pay me for my work. And I remember the day that a coach I was working with said to me, your abundance is their abundance. And it was just like, like the hugest revelation of I'm not taking money from people. I'm not taking people's hard-earned money and I'm not this greedy person. And when I think into the transformation that has resulted from people paying me for my work, you know, that allows me to safely receive money and continue to expand to do so. So I've been helping my clients with this, like I said, since 2015, the last, 8 years now. So if you are looking for that accountability, that person to link arms with you to help you grow your business, get that bank account bursting at the seams with abundance, reach out. The easiest way to connect with me is actually on Instagram. You can find me at emilyking.ca. Let's connect there. Let's chat. And let's see if some coaching can support you to get to your next goals and dreams and desires. Have an amazing day, rich woman, and we'll catch you on the next episode.